the viewpoints of the leader, Sayyid Mojtaba Husseini Khamenei.
This is part of the message issued by Imam Sayyid Mojtaba Husseini Khamenei, the leader of the Islamic Revolution, discussing the occasion of the 40th day after the martyrdom of the illustrious, exalted leader of the Islamic Revolution, may God sanctify his pure soul, and important matters related to the Third Imposed War. My dear brothers and sisters, today, up to this point in the epic Third Sacred Defense, it can be said with complete confidence that you, the heroic nation of Iran, are the definite victors in this battlefield. Today, the emergence of the Islamic Republic as a major power, accompanied by the arrogant powers falling into the downward decline toward weakness, has become evident before everyone's eyes. Therefore, the announcement of an intention to enter negotiations with the enemy must not lead to this belief that the public's presence in the streets is no longer necessary. On the contrary, even if the time has come, hypothetically speaking, for a period of silence in the military battlefield, the duty of every citizen who is able to be present in the public squares, neighborhoods, and mosques has become even more significant than before. Undoubtedly, your resounding cries in the public squares have a profound impact on the outcome of the negotiations. Likewise, the astonishing and ever-increasing number of millions participating in the Ready to Sacrifice for Iran campaign is an influential factor in this arena. By the will of God, the Blessed, the Exalted, the horizon stretching before the Iranian nation heralds the dawn of a magnificent, brilliant era overflowing with honor, dignity, and prosperity as a result of such active participation and its continuation. When our martyr leader assumed the mantle of leadership, the Islamic Republic was akin to a young sapling that had suffered numerous wounds inflicted by the enemies of Islam and Iran. These were wounds it had endured with remarkable resilience. But when he left the seat of the Ummah's leadership after nearly 37 years, he left behind a shajara tayyiba, a blessed tree, the roots of which are strong, with its branches and leaves casting a protective shade over significant parts of the region and the world.
Allah, I wanna thank you. I wanna thank you for all the things that you've done. You've done for me through all